Seeing as it's episode 71 here on the Piffles podcast, we figured we should probably celebrate that number somehow. And I mean, after all, it is a pretty important number here in Ryderville. When you think of that number in the Riders, automatically, you think Bobby Jurison. Joining us this week on the Rider alumni part of the show is Canadian Football Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Bobby Jurison. Mr. Jurison, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Oh, don't call me Mr. Jurison. You're going to make me sound old. It's Bobby.
Now, first off, we got fan questions given to us on Facebook and Twitter and everything. So Rob Davidson wants to know, what have you been up to since you retired as a player?
Well, what I've been up to, let's see. After the Riders fired me, I started to come back home. I went and played with the Iowa Barnstormers for half a season. Hurt my neck pretty dang good. My wife found me a job coaching at the university I played at. Coached there from 99 to 06. We didn't win enough. Coaches are hired to be fired. I got fired and retired. Went into the French restoration business with one of my buddies. Became a stripper. And I did that for the last 11 years until one of my good buddies got the head job here that I've known well since we were young guys. And he dragged me back in. I'm coaching back at Northern, going on my second season.
Okay, but I got to go back here for a second. You became a stripper?
You dang right I did.
How did that come apart? I've never heard that before. How did that...
I wasn't getting paid unless you take it off. First restoration. You're just taking the paint off the old furniture and putting a new finish on it. That's why we're strippers.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were doing something else
that's
here.
That's what everybody thinks.
Right?
Everybody thinks the worst.
You know, a lot of people...
job that I did.
You know, there's a lot of lady fans in Ryderville here that would... they wouldn't be upset by that.
I put on too much weight in the pool with that. That's why I had to quit.
Now, you're back coaching at your alma mater. How important was it for you to go back there and coach? Was that always in your plans?
Well, there's only two places I would ever coach. And that one would be with the Riders and one would be at Northern, because this coaching gig's a tough gig now. It takes you away from your family for a long time, and you put countless hours in, and I would only do it for two places, because the two places I love are Northern Michigan and Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And since it's such a huge time commitment, I'll never coach anywhere else.
And actually, that kind of answered the next question by Brad Fader. He wondered, would you consider coming back to the CFL? Has there ever been talk about you ever joining the Riders as a coach somehow?
Not really. Nobody's never really came up to me and approached me hard about coming back and coaching at the Riders. At this stage in the game, I'm getting up there, 53, turn 54 this summer, and I'm looking to win a national championship here. It's the only second national. If we do now, this is kind of eerie, guys. It'd be the only second national championship in our school history. Well, when I was with the Riders, we won the second Grey Cup in the history. So I'm hoping history will repeat itself here and we have a chance to make a run of the national championship. The coaching staff that we have here at Northern are some good old boys. I grew up with them. I played with them, coached with them, and we're excited. We're bringing back the traditions that we had when I was here as a player, and we're back.
So obviously coaching takes up a ton of your time right now. What kind of hobbies do you have on the side that keeps you maybe out of trouble or gets you into trouble?
Well, I'll tell you what, when we're living in God's country here in the UP in Upper Michigan, I love the outdoors. Anywhere from hunting to fishing to snowshoeing to biking to hiking, you name it, we got it. And it's just so beautiful here. We're on the shores of Lake Superior, and there's just countless things for us to do here.
What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Biggest fish I caught, guess what, was up out of La Ronge. We were fishing up at Jeff Fairholm. He had a lodge back in the bush up there, and we had a fly in and all that good stuff. And I think it was 46-inch northern.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest fish, and that was caught in Saskatchewan on a La Ronge.
Okay, now you can be honest with me. It wasn't 46 inches. Like, everybody exaggerates. It was like 20?
54 then.
Now, going back to your time here in Saskatchewan, when you first got here, what was your very first impression?
That I loved it. I mean, I came from a small Division II school out of Northern Michigan, and our locker room, when it rained, it was underneath the stadium, and when it rained, my locker got wet. The stuff I had in there, I had to put a plastic bag over the top of my locker so it wouldn't drip through, and we were crammed, jammed in there, and when I saw the stadium, when I saw Taylor Field, not Mosaic, not the whatever the hell you guys are calling it now, when I saw Taylor Field, I fell in love with it. I mean, I said, this is the place for me. I said, this is just, I thought it was the best thing best thing I've ever seen. I loved it right from the start.
You know what? I'm with you. I love that old place too. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. It's taken down and everything's gone now.
Yeah, Normie Fong, our old equipment guy, sent me photos when they were tearing the old girl down. And I go, oh, boy, I tell you what, got a little nostalgic when I saw that. A lot of countless hours on that field.
Absolutely. Now, Julie Dormuth wonders, is there a everybody knows about the classic signature Bobby Jurgensen bandana. Was there a significance behind it?
Well, there's big significance behind it. It started back in, I think, going into my sophomore year in college. I didn't wear it as a freshman because, you know, the old saying, attract the least amount of attention to yourself as possible. So I didn't want to come in as a freshman wearing a bandana. And my mother-in-law was the one that turned me on to that bandana. And ever since I wore it, good things started to happen. So I couldn't take the damn thing off. I was superstitious as all heck. And I kept wearing it and good things kept happening and I stuck with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So story time here. What is your favorite road trip story that you have from your time in the CFL?
There's a lot of them, but the best one is when we won the Grey Cup, and we're flying home on the plane, and we're having some adult beverages on the way home, and who's sitting in front of me but the mayor? I can't remember his name. I think it was Archer, wasn't it? Oh, I can't remember at
Good
the time,
question.
But the mayor was sitting in front of me, and Dan Rasevich was a few seats, three, four rows in front of me. I said, hey, Dan, throw me one of those adult beverages back here. So he just wound up, and he threw it back there. I missed it, and it hit the mayor right in the head.
Oh, no.
He was so damn happy we won the Grey Cup, he didn't care. He said, oh, I thought he was going to be mad, but he was so dang happy. But, yeah, Raz bumped the beer right off the mayor's head.
Oh, jeez. What was your favorite CFL city to go to?
All of them. I love Canada. I loved every part, from the east to the west to the middle to you name it. They're all beautiful places. They all have that unique beauty. People go, well, how the heck can you love Saskatchewan? Well, how can't you? I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's flat. You know, the standing joke, you can sit on your back porch and watch your dog run away for 3 days. Yeah, you can. you can see a storm coming away from a week. Yeah, you can. You cross the border in North Portal and you can see Regina, but it takes you 5 hours to get there. Well, yeah, that's true too, but there's a lot of beauty involved in all that stuff too. I love it there. And then when you head out to the West Coast, you got the Rockies. You're starting in Alberta. You got the start of the Canadian Rockies. You head out east, the East Coast. It's all fantastic. It's a great place.
Now, I was told by Jed Roberts, formerly of the Edmonton Eskimos, to ask you how hard you worked all off-season training in an effort to beat Glenn Kulka's bench press record.
Oh, nobody can beat Glenn Kulka.
That's what he said. He said he'd beat
my ever-living butt off. And then here I threw up a number. I think it was 48, and at 2.25 on the rep test. And so Kulka, you know, he's going away and he's getting there. He's at 40, and all of a sudden he crosses his legs and he looks at me and he smiles and he pumps out about 15 more reps and he racks and he goes, I had enough. I couldn't even come close to beating Glenn.
aside from the 1989 Grey Cup win, what was your best memory as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider?
The first day I saw Taylor Field.
That simple?
That was the best memory, not even the Grey Cup. It was the first day that I saw the stadium and I fell in love with her. I mean, that place was, I was going to do everything in my power to stay there as long as humanly possible.
Sheldon Jones asks, if you felt as terrible as he did when you came back to Saskatchewan as an Argonaut, How tough was that?
Oh, my God. I doubt it. I died a thousand deaths. That was my wife, we were just talking the other day, and she goes, do you have any regrets? I go, yeah, I got a couple of regrets, you know, and that was one of them. I mean, I should have took a step back from the situation a little bit better, but I was in such shock of what happened that, I wasn't thinking clearly at the time, and then it was one of my worst decisions that I made when I was playing in the CFL.
Did you ever get any really bad chirps from Rider fans when you were on the other side of the benches?
No, believe it or not, no. I used to get chirped worse when I played there. Our home guys would get on our butts when we weren't playing well. I mean, you know the fans, they buy their ticket, they're going to tell you exactly what they think, and yeah, they were right. We were sucking that day, and they should.
Yeah, things haven't changed, that's for sure.
No, I love the Rider fans, man. Always have, always will.
Roy Pugh wonders, who was your favorite player to hit or tackle?
Favorite player? Well, every quarterback was my favorite player to hit or tackle when I could catch him. I mean, you know, I love playing against Matt Dunnigan because he was such a great competitor. And then I love Damon Allen because he was such a great athlete. I mean, I loved playing against all those guys. It was a blast. I mean, there was a lot of good quarterbacks in that league and a lot of good running backs in that league. And people here in the States have no idea what they're missing. I mean, the Canadian Football League is a special league, and it's played by special players. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the NFL that couldn't play it down in the CFL because of the wide openness of the game and the play clock and the width and the length and the number of guys. I mean, it's just these guys don't have a clue. But every quarterback was the favorite guy to hit.
And there were a lot of them that you hit in your career.
Caught them once or twice.
Greg Cooper asks, who was the best coach you ever had in college or the CFL?
Once again, everybody has great qualities. I mean, you take the best of the man, and, you know, everybody's got a few of the qualities you don't like, but so do I. I mean, so I was that guy, too. I mean, I try to take the good qualities out of all of them. I mean, John Gregory was a great guy. He was a player's coach guy. Ray Yock was another great player coach guy. I mean, Jim Daly was a great X and O guy. Don Matthews taught you how to play the game at a high level. The coach that I had here at Northern really set the tone for me and was Herb Greinke. He was my defensive line coach and head coach, and he set the tone for me. He was an ex-Marine, and he taught me how to play the game with mental toughness, and that carried me through. The stuff that I learned here at Northern Michigan University, the techniques and the mental attitude and the fortitude and all that stuff came from here. But it helped, too, that I had a heck of a high school coach, and then plus after, you know, before that, it helped. My parents were the same way. So there's a lot of people. It's hard to say who I like the best. I like them all. I liked all their best qualities, even some of their negative qualities. I mean, it made me to who I am today.
Now, this question, it could be football related. It could be absolutely anything else. What is your greatest accomplishment?
Definitely being a father and having five children. I mean, that's been pretty dang fun. I mean, it's been a ride. My oldest son is 33, and my daughter's 31. My other boy's 27. The other one's 25. And then our bonus baby's 14. And that's been pretty god darn fun, I'll tell you that.
And finally for you here, this is the question that pretty much everybody asked, and this is for me too. When are you coming back to Saskatchewan to see this brand new stadium that we have and meet more of Rider Nation?
Oh, man, I want to get back to the Rider Nation, man. They rejuvenate me. They make me feel young again. I love coming to the games. When I get a chance and an opportunity, and when they need me back up there, I'm there whenever I can make her. Because that place is so special to me. The fans were fantastic. They'd come out and support you. And even when it was below zero and rainy and we sucked, and they still came and they backed you all the time. And I would love to be back there because it just rejuvenates my soul, and I love it.
And final word to you here. One thing to say to Rider Nation, what would you say?
I'll be back.
Love it.
Rider Nation, thank you. I mean, the 12 years that I spent there, you made it so special for me that words can't even explain. And it was a great family experience, enriched our children when we were there, and I can't thank Rider Nation enough. I mean, I'm in debt to you guys, and that's why whenever I get the chance and opportunity to come back and support the Rough Riders and do whatever they need me to do, I'm there.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best, and we personally thank you for everything you've done for Saskatchewan and the Rough Riders. We look forward to seeing you when you get back up here again.
It was my privilege and honor to be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, and thank you very much.